From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to another edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Lance Allen, alongside Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy. And Mike, obviously not the offensive performance you wanted in Detroit. Is out of sync the right way to categorize it, or what do you see out of the offense at this point?
Well, when you take a look at the video, obviously coming off the game, we just really didn't, hit the execution targets that we would like. You go back through it. We went up there, established the run, particularly the way they played us with their defense. We didn't get that part done. So with that, especially when you have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, the ability to get to the pass game and be productive and really get to the full plan was really never accomplished. So, it's something you learn from. I mean, it's something that you have to consider is give Aaron the ball earlier.
Talking about the running game, you got a good line. You got a good back. So what's the issue, I guess?
Well, I mean, that's really what we spend a lot of time as a staff and to make sure that, we're not slowing our players down. This offensive line is the best group, that, in my opinion, since I've been here. But with that being said, we're going into our fourth game. I clearly think it could be the best group. And the running back group has the opportunity to be the best group, too, that we've had. Are we doing too much? Did we stay true to the things that we feel are our strength? I mean, those are the kind of conversations you have because, based on the way the defense played us, I think we all feel as a man that we definitely didn't get it done.
Mike, coming out of training camp, you felt really good about your offense. Has it surprised you that you've gotten off to this slow start?
Well, I think anything, in this game doesn't surprise you. I mean, we're definitely not where we thought we would be. And, when you score 7 points on offense and then you give up 9, that's the first time that's ever happened to us. So it's humbling. It's not bad, at the beginning of the season. It's not exactly where you want to be, but it's definitely learnable, learning time, and it gives you a lot of coachable moments.
Mike, they played better in the back end, in their secondary, than advertised. That was supposed to be a weak point. Did they do anything unusual? How do you look at that end of the game, your passing game versus their secondary?
Well, I don't think we really challenged them, frankly, in the back end. So, and a big part of that's my responsibility. Really, the game for us offensively was kind of backwards. We pass protected very well, and we didn't run block, like we thought we clearly would be capable of doing. So when you play up in Detroit, it's a tough environment. Obviously, you're on turf. The game's it's faster. We have to have balance. That's who we are. I mean, that's the way we're built. But as far as our secondary, I felt like we really didn't get to challenge them.
Kind of to follow up on that, Mike, the Lions said that they wanted to limit Jordy Nelson. Do you get the sense that other teams are going to try to do that until someone else emerges or someone?
That's why you play the games. You have a plan to go in and play against certain defenses, and everybody has ways they tilt their coverage to a Jordy Nelson. So that's why we play the game.
Mike, defensively speaking, there's really some impressive numbers in a losing effort. 3 takeaways, contained Calvin Johnson, 3 yards a carry, 0-for-2 in the red zone. The opponent's quarterback, 61.6 quarterback rating. Those are some impressive numbers, as I mentioned, in a losing effort.
Definitely. It's something that, we could definitely build off of. I thought our defense played very well, really till the last 2 series. Obviously, the time of possession was really tilted in the favor, of the Lions. And as an offense, we got to share some of that responsibility. But Detroit was able to just bleed us a little bit there in the run game, too many yards after contact. And that's really that's our big correction for our defense. But Like you said, there was a lot of impressive individual performances and, you know, some really good team defense for the first 3.5 quarters.
We got to talk about the Devon House interception. First, it was ruled a touchback. Then they reviewed it, and it was down at the 1. And then the subsequent safety kind of changed the momentum of the game. Talk about that series of events and how that maybe kind of changed the game a little bit.
Well, it's a call that, the officials would, it's a turnover. So all turnovers are reviewed. On the field, they said it was a touchback by the letter of the rule. I mean, it's the correct call. So with that, our run, we were in a similar situation last week against the Jets, and we're able to, do something, and it was successful. And we kind of built off that, and it was really our execution on that play was clearly not what it needed to be. So, I mean, we let the linebacker, run right through the gap, and obviously it was a big play for Detroit, big play in the game. Took points off, we gave them 2 points, and, the next play we don't contain on the kick, and they have good field position, which led to a field goal.
Goofy things do happen, but for 2 straight games, your opening drive, fumble, leads to a touchdown the wrong way, that's got to be kind of hard to deal with.
And no excuse for it, and that's really enough. That's no excuse for it, and that's all really needs to be said.
Brian Bulaga seemed no worse for the wear. It seemed like he was one of the positives coming out of this game at right tackle.
Brian did some good things. It was good to have him back there. I thought the pass protection part of it was a plus.
Next up, our special guest, Ha Ha Clinton Dix. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.